Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, Bellevue is back in school, but next week, it's when all the Omaha kids start going back to school. But you are going to see those school buses out on the road actually today. Bus drivers for OPS are going to be practicing their routes. So they're making dry runs to get a feel of their stops.
Is this every year they do this, or is this because of last year?
No, they do this dry run just to kind of give them a heads up. But it's just to give people, like, if you see buses, you're like, oh, my God. They're just practicing.
I left my kid at school.
Exactly. I left my kid at home.
I mean, yeah, home. Okay.
So 18,000 OPS students are eligible for busing this year. They got a lot of little people to shuttle around. But yeah, that's what you're going to be seeing on the roads. And Omaha police are investigating a deadly officer-involved shooting. Witnesses say a man stabbed two women outside the Sienna Francis house yesterday afternoon and then ran into the homeless shelter where he took an employee hostage. So police then forced their way into the locked office, rescued the employee, and shot the suspect. The suspect died. Three victims were taken to the hospital with stab
injuries. That's terrible. Those people have a tough job working down at the San Francis house.
Yeah, that's, you're dealing with a lot of different personalities for sure.
I mean, that's one of the angles they always say a lot of times, those people staying in shelters, is there's lots of fights amongst the people fight. I mean, that's what's so hard. Down on that level, you're fighting for every level of space, fighting for, you know, where you sleep.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You know, what you eat.
Stuff. And yeah, it's difficult. The planned execution of the Nebraska death row inmate Carrie Dean Moore could be delayed. A pharmaceutical company in a federal lawsuit is claiming that Nebraska state officials may have illegally obtained two lethal injection drugs. The attorney general here in Nebraska denies the allegation, says the drugs were legally obtained. Federal judge is going to decide tomorrow whether to grant a temporary restraining order that would prevent the execution of Moore next week.
What would they buy it on the black market or something illegally? Some guy on the corner. Hey, you got any, you know.
There was all that dust up a couple years ago about, you know, remember they were before the moratorium was put on it, the Nebraska was bought up and everybody's like, well, where did it come from?
Well, you always have to, they have to go through like a third party because if you notice, they don't say, they're not saying the drug maker.
Okay, so they don't want to be affiliated.
Oh, they do.
Death.
It's Phenesius Kabi says it's the only company that makes vials in the size that we claim to have.
These companies never want to be affiliated with the death penalty.
Yeah.
Right. So the deal is the company itself takes no position on capital punishment, but they oppose the use of their products and executions. So it's one of those, hey, we're not taking a side, but don't use our stuff. So when they found out that these were these particular size vials, they're like, we're the only manufacturer that makes that size. So that has to be our stuff when we're telling you can't use it.
So when's this thing scheduled? Is it the 10th?
The 14th. Tuesday,
okay.
10 a.m. So depending on what this judge decides tomorrow, it could be, you know, it goes ahead as planned, or this could possibly put a halt on it, at least for the time being. The Trump administration still making a plan for Space Force, moving forward on this. The vice president is scheduled to give a speech at the Pentagon today explaining the plan to create a new military branch dedicated to dominating space. Creating a Space Force would require congressional approval, but it's full steam ahead. Omarosa reportedly has secret tapes of her conversations with the president. The former Apprentice star worked in the White House as an aide in the Trump administration for a year. Multiple sources have said that she secretly recorded discussions with Trump and West Wing staff on her smartphone.
Is that illegal?
It can't be.
I'm sure everybody's recording everybody.
Yeah, because she's got a book deal out of this thing. So she's going to be coming out with a book with all that.
Remember all the leaks?
Recorded. Yeah.
Right. Many leaks there were.
Yeah.
And they were always mad. They're like, where are the leaks
coming from? Well, maybe Omarosa with her recording smartphone. People familiar with the tapes say that there's not much
on it.
There's no like, oh my God, some bombshell thing. It's probably just conversations. But it does raise questions about how smart it was to bring Omarosa into what should be secure areas. You know, I mean, if she really is involved in these like secret talks, you're like, well, what was Omarosa doing there with her smartphone? Her tell-all book of her time in the White House is due out Tuesday, August 14th. It's titled Unhinged, an insider's account of the Trump White House.
How many people are going to buy that? How many people are going to rush out?
No.
Because that was give away the little nuggets like on the Today Show.
Right. The stuff that's like, well, why else would I read the rest of the book? Like, oh, there's so much more. It's like, no, I think this is probably about it. I'll wait a week until somebody else reads it and just spills online if there are any extra details.
You know, we knew a gal who was in like way back in the day. She was like in the Miss America pageants or whatever, like with a young Omarosa.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And said she was pretty mean.
Yeah, I can see it. I mean, she's mean now. She's always been... This
well, having watched her on Celebrity Big Brother for an entire season, let me tell you.
On any show she's been on, she's been pretty mean.
Yeah, so but this
mean.
Is like back in the day when she's not famous or anything. It's okay. Just competing with other pageant people.
Okay,
she was
yeah.
one of the mean, like she was a mean girl.
All right. Yeah, because she did do the pageant circuit. I forgot that she has modeling in her background. NFL preseason ramps up tonight, 12 games on the schedule. So this is just to wet your whistle for what's to come. The top matchups, I guess, the Eagles are hosting the Steelers. Cowboys visiting the 49ers. Giants hosting the Browns. And the Saints visiting the Jaguars. The Ravens opened exhibition play with a win over the Bears.
I'm really interested in that Jaguars game. That's where Tanner Lee went.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he'll be. You'll see him on the field today or tonight, better yet.
Okay.
Tanner Lee is our former quarterback.
That Saints... versus Jaguars. They're at the Jaguars. One of Nevada's most famous brothels is closed.
Which one?
The Love Ranch.
Oh, I'm not familiar.
Is that the
Dennis Hoff's Love Ranch?
That
one?
Yeah.
Come the
on.
One that they did the show?
No, they call it the Bunny Ranch. I've never heard of the Love Ranch before. So, okay.
But it's the famous.
Well, yeah, I didn't realize. The Love Ranch. When I went there, it said the Bunny Ranch on top. So,
you went there?
Well, I just went there just to check it out. I didn't go inside. I couldn't.
You better vet that story with the girlfriend.
I called the brother. Yeah, I didn't. I was hoping he would go for
it. You went there for a t-shirt?
No, we wanted, because I was in Pahrump. That's where my mother was, and that's where that place was, and it's famous, you know, so I figured, let's go check it out. It's nothing.
Yeah.
It's like anything else in reality world. It's nothing what you think it's going to be.
Oh, really?
It was a bit bizarre. I pulled in a parking lot. There's not a car in the parking lot, but there are people like driving through a gate, it's private entrance and stuff like that, but then they had
a gift shop?
Yeah, they had a gift shop right in the front, and I was like, all right, this is getting even more strange. But I get it. It's a reality show.
Right.
This was the house that had on HBO's Cat House.
Yeah. It's closed, huh?
Yeah. I guess they took their license away. They got their brothel license pulled.
Brothel license.
I mean, you know, Nye County is one of the few places in the United States that actually will allow legal brothel. Yeah, exactly. So they cited violations, late renewal application. I mean, that's just got to be. So the chair of the county's license and liquor board says that the Love Ranch made renovations that violate the law. So now he has to reapply to try to get it to reopen the brothel.
One guy who was actually admitted to going there, and he said it cost it's like over $1,000. He said it was super clean. They made him shower. They had all these different things when he got in there. But I was like $1,000+. Oh my God!
You're like, that's too expensive, and that's why you left. This sounds dangerously close to your story of where you said you went.
Me, I just went to the parking lot.
You say you know a guy.
No, I'm just saying I know one person that has admitted to going.
Yeah, $1,000 does seem, I mean, I don't know what the going rate is for prostitution.
I don't either.
$1,000 seems pretty steep, but I guess it's the experience. It's
sort
that's
of the reason
like
why
going,
I went. That's why I went, yeah.
I mean, I guess what you're paying
what
for.
Pay for.
Yeah. Right.
How cheap do you, whatever you're paying, you know that the next guy before you paid it, so.
Right.
It's $100.
Yeah.
I mean,
get in line.
So the if you are working hard at your career, working too hard, I should say, it could be bad for your long-term prospects. They say it's common for people to speak out with pride about stressful jobs, long hours, but it could be backfiring. There's a new study that says working too hard can have a negative impact, not only on your overall well-being, but possibly on your career path. The effects of overtime work, work intensity, or to put work in a certain, you know, work hard and be that person, the overall well-being, the stress, the fatigue, all that stuff can be actually more work, more detrimental than it's worth. I thought it was interesting that they found that the career outcomes were impacted, though they didn't actually expand on in what way. Like, they just said, like, it doesn't matter. Like, if you're working, if you're busting yourself, it's not necessarily like you're going to get recognized. And maybe that's because of the burnout factor. Maybe sometimes if you are working too hard and it's like, well, that person's always like tired or negative. It doesn't matter how much work you're doing. That's just the perception people have. On the flip side, maybe if you need some time to blow off steam, grab yourself a pet. Pet owners. They are, that's the maybe one of the keys to human happiness. Owning a pet increases your chances of success and like just good general well-being. The weird thing was they said pet owners are also more likely to be married, have a child, graduated college, and maybe landed the perfect job. And I don't know if it's chicken or the egg. If it's one of those things where you have all those things, then you're like, let's get a dog. Or if it's like you had a dog and then suddenly this stuff happened. Pet owners also double the amount of exercise than non-pet owners. I would think if you have a dog, you probably...
Yeah, you gotta walk it. If you walk it, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about a cat.
I'm sure your dog probably looks at it as it's walking you.
Yes. Yeah.
Because that's generally what it is half the time anyway. Yeah, you know, they're walking you and going whatever direction you want.
Your dog is at the park like my owner is so out of shape.
I try to get him out walking at least once a day.
I'm afraid this guy's going to keel over. There's no ways, you know.
On the flip side,
I'm not going to get fed.
People without pets, more likely to have paid off their mortgage and they do retire earlier. Probably because you're not paying for all that pet food and vet visits.
God, I didn't even think about how much. I mean, I wonder how much that is in a lifetime if you've had a dog or a cat for,
say
20 years, how much money you'd be throwing at a lifespan of an animal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, especially like if you hit that point where it's like we've had to go to the vet a lot. Like this summer, I had to go to the vet a lot with the cat.
But take vet costs out. How often are you buying dog food or cat food?
I buy dog food I buy the big bag though. So once every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And that's about $45 or something like that.
Yeah.
$45. Yeah.
I mean, it's
And then you got the dog treats, which if you do those, I mean...
Right.
It sucks.
I mean, the same thing with the cat.
You gotta feed the dog, so... What's that?
It's like $50 a week, $50 every 2 weeks for cat food.
Cat food? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I guess it's not...
And then litter, you know? I mean, that's about... Those are like the two main things. I mean, anything else, he doesn't really have treats or anything like that, and he's a cat, so it's not like, oh, I have toys or whatever. It's like, no, man.
I hated buying litter. Talk about something that's just... You just dump in a box and then throw out.
Money that you are literally wiping your butt with. Yes, exactly. But, you know, it's a necessary evil.
Do you get the clumping stuff, Molly, with you?
Absolutely.
Do you really? All right.
Oh, yeah. And now they have the lightweight. I mean, this is like way too much litter talk, but they have that lightweight litter.
How much is too much? How much litter talk is too much?
But it is like a game changer, that lightweight litter. When you go and get one of those containers and you're used to like, you know, when you'd get like the big tub of litter, you lift it up now and it's just so feather light because
weigh a ton. Yeah.
Yeah. Better living through science. I'm sure we'll find out that it's destroying the earth somehow. But yeah, get yourself a pet. Apparently it's one of the tickets to happiness.
Oh, wow. We did it. We beat the limit to litter talk.
Woo! So close.
Oh my gosh, it was sticking.
Oh man. Right. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
on. Wake up. The best way to wake up. Wake up.
Looks like it's just going to be hot the next couple of days.
I don't think we get any rain until next week.
I don't think
you're going to see a drop.
All right. So Bellevue's back in school. Millard starts on Monday, and then OPS starts next week. I'm sure everybody's just ramping up to get this thing started and getting everyone to school. So have fun.
You can smell the football in the air.
Yes, you can. Like I said earlier, I'm excited for that game tonight with New Orleans and the Jaguars because Tanner Lee, you know, he was our quarterback last year and threw a lot of interceptions. But I have always thought that, and I'm sad that I think he's a great quarterback. I just think he's not our quarterback. So when Frost was announced that Riley was leaving and Frost was coming, he decided just to bail out and get into the draft. And he got drafted, I think it's 200th or something like that. But yeah, I guess he's going to be on the field today. He's just a pro-style quarterback.
Who's he playing for?
The Jacksonville Jaguars. And they're playing against the Saints tonight. I can't even believe there's that many games on preseason.
Oh, yeah. My God, wow. 12.
I think you got to find that on cable, though. The only ones I'm seeing on regular TV that you can watch.
All right.
Cleveland at Giants is on NFL Network.
Okay.
KMTV's got Tennessee at Green Bay, everyone will be watching.
God, so we're not going to have it. All right, bummer. I'll just have to watch
Houston at KC on KPTM.
Okay.
And the late game is Dallas at San Fran on the NFL Network. So there's two NFL networks. Otherwise, I mean, how many people
have the network?
Either renew the package or go get it. Go get, you know, dial up Dish TV probably today. There's probably guys
on
their lunch break running over to Fernie Mart and thinking, I'm getting a new TV. I'm getting the package. I mean, that's a dream thing every year.
For the NFLers.
For a lot of guys. You get the new TV, you get the package.
Yeah.
And then all is right in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You don't care.
You start justifying the purchase. You're like, dude, I'm not going to go out anymore. I'm all good.
I'm going to save so much money because I'll just be drinking at home, watching it because I got the package now. That's true. Absolutely.
There's probably a lot of bros, a lot of guys in their 20s that are like, I'm giving up bar life. You know, I stay home more. I have a job.
Are you kidding me? That's my husband. No, I remember when he bought our TV and was like, time for the Super Bowl.
Well, but you don't have the network. The NFL.
I don't know if we do. What I'm saying is that I guarantee you that I will get. I just put us on that on that media diet, and I shrunk down. And apparently, what I didn't realize when I was canceling all these packages was that one of them was his baseball package, and he couldn't watch. I'm like, it's because we live in Chicago, and it was a Chicago Cubs game, and they were playing in Chicago, and I'm like, it's on a local station.
Every Cubs game covered.
Well, that was the thing, is I didn't realize there's this weird... Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's on WGN
all the time.
What's he need the package for?
No, but apparently they're for certain ones, for certain games, it's on this really weird channel that you have to pay for, which is weird because I thought the same thing. WGN always carried it. So I'm out with a mom's night and I'm getting these mad texts like, no, but seriously.
Yeah,
you need to come home right now and reactivate this channel. I can't watch.
I mean, I feel like... We can catch almost every Cub game in Omaha.
Yes, it's on all the time.
Without having to pay for it.
Right, but I guess it's sort of like being in market. Like, you know, sometimes there are games. I didn't realize it either, and I still don't quite understand it, but apparently there was this one channel that I deactivated, and I had to pay. Like, I went online, and I could add it, but it was extra. And I'm like, well, I hope you're happy. Like, we're paying. He's like, it's money well spent. Like, get it on because I need to watch the game tonight. And he was like, then happiness reigned.
Well, there you go.
The
That's worth every dime. Happiness reigned. It rained down
so
happiness.
I can't even imagine what NFL, like, God help us if there's a Bears game that he can't watch. I'm sure we're going to be back to, like, the deluxe cable package I have to watch.
The Bears.
The story is for this season, NBC Sports Chicago, so I assume that's one of your regular channels.
Yes.
Televises as many as 84 games. WGN broadcasts 45 games. And WLS ABC has 25.
Well, right, and then there's this Cubs. Like Fox weird like...
Fox Sports 1 or something like that?
Yeah, it's like some sort of MLB Fox something. I was like, yeah, don't we get that? He's like, no, we don't.
He's lying to you. I think he's...
No, I mean, it was off and then it was on. I'll look up the channel because seriously, it was like some weirdo channel and I was like, I didn't even know this existed on the spectrum.
Let that man have a sports channel.
I know, he's fine.
Don't shame that man.
Does he gamble?
Not that he tells me about.
I mean, that's the whole reason gambling exists on Earth. It's off the books money from your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, and that's the thing is that he does fantasy football. I'm always happy when he's doing fantasy football because it keeps him occupied. He plays like during March Madness. He'll do that. You don't really bet on baseball. I mean, do you know of anybody that bets on baseball?
Not many. It's a hard thing to bet on.
I mean, Chicago is a delinquent better town.
Believe me.
And I'm sure there are
gamblers.
People who are. Yeah.
The gamblers gamble on anything. The main gamblers.
But he doesn't gamble on baseball. Hold on.
All that in-game gambling now is huge.
Oh, the live gambling?
Mm-hmm. Who's going to go?
Yeah. The odds just go up. The odds just change as the game goes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've never heard of him gambling on...
Would you leave him if you gambled up all the savings?
That's a sad thing. There's a lot of women
when
you,
that happens.
You meet. That,
yeah, I know a lot of them.
That they say their husband gambled.
Everything.
Gambled. I mean, that's why they're divorced.
Yeah.
Those things are like, whoa.
Had to move back in with the parents.
I had a couple that are like friends of ours. Like, we haven't seen them in a while, but that happened. They stuck together, but like one day she went to go pay something and she's like, well, just take it out of savings. He's like, yeah, but meaning to talk to you about that. And she's like, meaning to talk to me about what? He's like, well, the savings is gone. It's like, wait, what? And I mean, they worked through it. Thank God. I mean, I guess.
What would be worse, cheating or blowing all your money without you knowing until it was gone?
Oh my God.
The money.
Do you think about that?
I think most women would choose infidelity over.
If you keep messing with his channels, you're going to have to deal with the other.
I know.
You know?
I can't even imagine. I mean, I don't even, I can't.
You'd stick with Peter. Come on.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's my husband. I mean,
would she choose infidelity or the guy blowing your money?
Exactly.
Most ladies would take the infidelity.
Yeah,
I would take the infidelity myself, but
Money's...
the guys are the ones that are gambling, it seems like. So, I mean, I always hear the stories of the guys screwing up and spending all the dough or whatever. I never really heard stories from the ladies.
No, I'm telling
you,
that's
ladies,
the whole...
it's like usually like secret shopping habits. Like it's
your
not,
wine
it's,
drinking, right?
Right. Like it usually with ladies, and not to be like sexist about, but usually with ladies, it's not the gambling. It's like, I didn't realize that she had this
shopping.
Total side credit card going on, and we were getting all this stuff at the house. And next thing I knew, she was like, hey, by the way. Like, I blew through the savings, but don't you love the couch?
I mean, it's not what the amount that you're spending, I think, in couples. It's like what you're spending it on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's the beauty of gambling money for guys is once you can square off a little bit of cash she doesn't know about.
Square
and you
off.
Can turn it into money. It's off the books money.
It's off the books.
That you can spend on whatever.
And the key is to don't dip
she
into more.
Know.
She don't know nothing.
That's why it exists. That's the excitement. You get a job and you get a paycheck and you get a house. Now you gotta, and you get a wife. Now you gotta start over.
Yes, side money.
You gotta move into the garage and get a man cave so you can watch TV that you want to watch. And you gotta squirrel away some of your own money,
Jeff. She'll give
into
you
an off the books.
She'll allow you to have at least like $10 for lunch.
Yeah.
So you take that $10. Maybe don't eat lunch for a few months.
Yeah.
Like
oh, you're
like
so happy.
Over.
You're so happy. You're eating butter sandwiches in your
but
car.
You don't care.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 941. The Big Party Morning Show.
Brad Pitt is standing up for himself.
Earlier
this week, Angelina Jolie's legal squad had filed a claim saying that Brad Pitt hadn't given any meaningful contributions to their six children's child support in the last 18 months. Well, Brad's team is saying, really? Because he apparently gave her $8 million to help her buy her new house and has paid over $1.3 million in bills for the benefit of the children.
Right, but maybe that still doesn't match her terms as meaningful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Angelina Jolie. I mean, she is the queen of the earth.
You're just paying bills at that point. You know, when you're in a situation like that and you're receiving the payment, you want it. Child support.
I mean, but doesn't that sound very Angelina Jolie? That
yes.
$8
That's
million
not enough.
Is not meaningful?
No.
God.
She's like, it's some. meaningful.
Yeah.
$1 million.
I can't even imagine asking your student, like you filed for divorce, citing irreconcilable differences, and yet you can still have the cojones to go to that guy and be like, but I also need $8 million because I want to buy a new house.
Because it's
going,
hate.
Okay.
It's hate.
He's like, look, honey, we're not married anymore. Right.
You're not getting away. He's not just going to walk away from this.
Oh, no. No.
What does that feel like to write a scratch a check?
That's what I mean. $8 million and not even feel it, not even like wince. Just be like, fine, what, eight? Is that the number? Do we need nine? Like, just tell me because I don't want to do this
and
twice.
And then he's angry every time she goes on dates because it's the ex who's like, that's my house.
Yeah. $8 million.
That guy swimming in my pool.
Yes. That guy. Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess at no point during this process, this is according to his like legal people, at no point during this process has Angelina ever requested child support from him. So this was also sort of one of those like, hey, ooh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like if you needed something, obviously he's scratched checks before. So I think this was to prime the pump for what's to come, which is going to be a pretty ugly divorce battle, I think. The Oscars have had historically low TV ratings this last time around. Nobody tuned in. It was like 25 million, which sounds like a lot, but it's not when you look at previous Oscar numbers. So they're shaking things up. It's a two-fold plan that they're rolling out. One is to create a new category honoring, quote, outstanding achievement in popular film. So all the movies that we all go and see that would never have a snowball's chance and wherever to like get a nominated for an Academy Award now can. So the Black Panthers, the Infinity Wars, the, you know, whatevers of this last year.
Okay.
That would only get Oscars maybe for like special effects or sound mixing or something. Now have a shot to get
like a mainstream
popcorn, like the popcorn Oscars.
And stand up there.
It.
The king of what was his island? The McKenna.
Oh, geez.
What was the king?
Oh, Wakanda.
Wakanda. So the guy from Wakanda can stand up there and go, you like me?
I like you.
I don't think it's just, so this, I guess that's interesting. You'll get more popcorn actors and actresses showing up.
Right.
But it's not really categories that have killed the ratings. It's the production.
Mm-hmm.
It's the people who produce it. You know, the show moves too slowly.
It's not fun.
And for like the last 3 years, it's been all the movements. Remember, it's been really heavy.
It's political. Mm-hmm.
The Oscars used to be escapism, and now it's like front and center of every social issue.
And you know,
they think that adding more movies to each category is going to pique more interest. It doesn't.
Well, I mean, the more you reach out, the more fan base that you can draw in. The problem the other thing that they know is that people, while it means a whole lot to the sound mixer to go up there and thank everybody, we at home necessarily don't want to see that. So what they're going to do is they're also going to try to keep it to a tight 3 hours, which would mean handing out awards during the commercial breaks.
God. All right.
So
I'm done.
We'll not see. What an honor.
We've reached the limit of Oscar talk.
We won't see Jeff the sound mixer be like, oh my God, since I was a little kid, like that'll happen at the Dolby Theater during the show, but it'll happen while we're watching whatever great commercial is on. And then, so that way they keep the wheels running, but we don't have to be bogged down by thank yous from people where I'm like,
that's too bad for Jeff the sound mixer. He worked really hard on that movie.
That's what they're saying. It's interesting because this all happened at the big Oscar meeting, I guess, yesterday. And so far, those unions haven't pushed back because that's a sign. They're saying that everybody's up for the change. Carpool Karaoke. Ariana Grande has confirmed that she indeed will be joining James Corden on the Late Late Show's next installment of Carpool Karaoke. She has a bandaged hand.
Why?
She injured herself while shooting it. I don't know.
Shot her hand. Oh, no. She hits her hand while shooting the show.
Oh, exactly, while shooting the episode. No word on when the segment will air, but this is probably getting everybody all excited for her new album, Sweetener, which arrives next week. That's your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right, 654.
We'll see if Pete Davidson's not in the back seat.
Oh, I'll bet he is.
He'll do a surprise pop-up.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.